We have an update now on a family in China, featured on this program in May, a family many listeners responded to. A few days after the Sichuan earthquake, I reported on a young couple and their desperate effort to rescue loved ones. I had spent a long day in the city of Dujiangyan with Fu Guanyu and Wang Wei. Their son, Wang Zulu, not yet 2 years old, and his grandparents were buried in the rubble of their six-story apartment building. Fu Guanyu and Wang Wei allowed me to spend the day with them as heavy machinery clawed through the debris and their hopes faded of finding their family members alive. It's now noon. We've been here for several hours. And Mrs. Fu has lost hope of finding her family, it seems. She's saying, "My son, I should have taken you to work with me. You were asking me to take you to work." Her husband is telling her there's nothing we can do about it now. "I need you to stay strong. I can't lose you anymore." She has just collapsed in grief in her husband's arms as they both weep for what they've lost. Late in the afternoon that day, workers did recover the bodies of the young boy and his grandparents. We've been in touch with the family since then by email. They tell us they were able to have the bodies cremated the day after they were found, and soon they picked out a burial spot for the ashes in a cemetery on Qingcheng Mountain. But there were so many strong aftershocks in those days after the earthquake that they decided to delay the burial. Last Wednesday, on July 30th, family and friends gathered on the mountain. The day was chosen by a Taoist priest, based on the grandparents' birth dates in the lunar calendar, so they would rest in peace and bless their children on Earth. The family put up a stone tablet. The grandparents' names are on one side. The young boy's name is on the back. We can tell you that the father you heard in the story, Wang Wei, is back at work for the local government. The couple is living in a worker's dorm. The mother, Fu Guanyu, worked in a department store. She's unemployed now. A close relative tells us maybe time is the best medicine to cure sadness.